Ellen asked our handyman the other day, "Did you do a good job?" And he said, "Yeah." "Did you do your best?" "No." "Then you didn't do a good job." This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. When Ellen asked our handyman if he did a good job, he right away instantly knew he didn't do his best. He knew he did okay, but he didn't do his best. And it's not a matter of what we told him to do or what he knew he should do. It's what he did do. We asked him to replace the culvert that was not doing its job and to level it off so that you could drive through the swale where the water runs when it does rain here, and make it a pleasant little dip, like we have in several other places. And so he had the tractor, and he removed the old culvert, put it aside, and then he worked on the area. And he did some very pleasant things. He made it smooth here and there and put a little bit of love into it here and there. But when you drive over it, you drop for a second, or 2 or 3 inches. It's not much, you know, but it's enough. And then you dip down, and then you come back up and you jump, because it was not a smooth transition. Now, this handyman is a very talented man. He's a genius in every area. There's not a job that we give him that he's unable to do. There are jobs that he recommends that we don't give him because he does not like to do them, and that's his privilege, of course. But whatever job he takes, he should do with all his love and all his perfection. And he should not run away to another job because this one tires him or this one isn't. He says a lick and a promise type of thing, you know. All of us have the opportunity to give our best to everything in life. And if we give our best to all the little things in life, everything works out in perfect harmony. Everything works out beautifully and joyously and wonderfully. Everything works out so fabulously that we feel good inside. And should anyone ask us, "Did you do your best?" Yes. Wouldn't it be something if someone said, "Did you do your best?" and you said yes, and you looked at their job and you thought, if that's their best, I think that our relationships come to an end. Whatever you feel is your best. What do you feel is your best? And truly, it's not that you do something so remarkable that you master being in that area. That would be nice, of course. But you do what you feel is your best. Now, what do you feel is your best? We've just been talking about treatments in our thought for today. And we've been talking about making treatments so that they bring results for you. Now, how do you make treatments that bring results for you in a very joyful, positive, beautiful way? How do you do that? Well, the way you do that is you give your very best. You give your very best at whatever you do. Now, you don't have to be a perfectionist. You don't have but you do. In everything you do it perfectly. In everything you do it as well as you can. Now, while it's true, if you don't have the talent for doing certain things, you cannot do it as beautifully as a person who has the talent or the experience or the training. But each one of us can learn to do whatever we do with all of our heart, with all of our being, with all of our consciousness, and do it beautifully and well. If we're going to make a positive statement, we make that statement true. As we say, if you say 2 times 2 is 4, and you keep saying that, soon that will be part of your consciousness, and it will be part of your system, part of your being. It'll be the natural thing in the world. It'll be the most natural thing in the world. It'll be the most reasonable thing in the world. It'll be who you are. However, if you don't say it, you don't get it. In our University of Healing courses, we have you read the lesson 3 times a day out loud to yourself, and at the end of the week, reading it 21 times, you're given a quiz of 10 true and false questions. And these true and false questions are major aspects of the chapter, statements out of the chapter. Sometimes they're in reverse, and they're said backwards to see if you have it correct. And when a person gets 100%, they have read the chapter 3 times a day, 7 days a week, and it's a snap for them. It has become part of them. This chapter trains them in positive thinking and trains them in believing in themselves and knowing that they are the creator of their world. It's nothing brainwashing, brainwashing, yes, from not believing to believing, but not into something that is not your nature and not who you are. So, we have this ability to do our best. We sign up for a course and we say, okay, I will do whatever it calls for. Or don't take it. You don't have to, you know. And if you take it, then do what it calls for. And when each week is done and the quiz comes along and the essay is there to be written, you have no doubt about it. You have no doubt about it whatsoever. And then in our lessons we teach, for instance, if you're God and if you're perfect and if everything about you is wonderful, why do you have problems now and then? Why do you have difficulties in your life now and then? And what should the statement be? Well, I have difficulties because. No, the statement is, I am God, I am the creator of my world, I am in charge of my life, and all is in divine order. I will not speak the word and say, I have problems, because that's not the truth about me. The truth about me is, all is in divine order. And so you say, well, that's a false statement, because I do have problems. Well, then you go right ahead. But if you're the little choo-choo train going over the top of the mountain, and you say, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, and vroom, over the top he goes. This is what we're doing with the statements of truth about ourselves. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can, and over you go. So, let this be your illumination today. You do your very best under all circumstances, so that should anyone say to you, did you do your best? Did you give it your all? And you can say, yes, I did my best, and I'm getting better and better every day, in every way. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. That's our illumination. Wow, isn't that wonderful? I love you. I love you. I love you.